guys have any interest in talking about the final 2 weeks of the season?
Hey, I do, because we still have a majority of this roster as young guys that have a serious attachment to their future. And that's what we just sat here and talked about. The results of your commitment to the NFL has provided a better existence for you of your future. Every one of these guys, man, they're just scratching at the surface of their talent. Or if they look at the NFL as long-term. You know, when I got a chance to be in the NFL, I cut a 10-year window out of my life saying I'm not going to do anything or be concerned about anything else other than my NFL life. We survived losing seasons, and we had the opportunity to see success. So, again, a lot of those kids up in that room, they better approach this game as if it's the NFC championship game. They don't have the luxury of, oh, it's a losing season, just let me get through it. Baloney.
No player does.
No player.
No player. That, no
that's what
player
I've been saying for weeks.
Has the luxury, if he's a professional, no player has the luxury to sit back and rest on his, well, I did this I did that and I can
agree
and just be horrible the rest of the year. No, you're looking. They're trying to replace you every year, every second, every time you step onto the field. When you walk through the doors, people are assessing your behavior. How you walk immediately. This game is a business. This is not a game. And, you know, this is, in reality, this is a job.
Right.
You know, when I thought about it as a job when I was playing in college, I laughed. It's not a job. You know, but when I made it to the NFL and realized the amount of pressure is on every person that walks through that building, not just the players. I'm talking ownership. I'm talking I'm talking everyone. The only reason we have jobs is because of success, right? We have to have success. The less success, the less jobs there are out there for people, you know, and the less people are in the stands. You want people in the stands, you go out there and you put a quality product on the field.
Jeff, I don't necessarily believe that you can carry momentum over in terms of if you win the last two games, it's not going to mean anything next year. But I think it's a great opportunity, especially on defense, for some of those young guys to develop and to really get used to playing together. You have rookies like Vereen, like Fuller, like Christian Jones. These guys are going to be part of the core moving forward. These last two games are not meaningless to them. It's a great opportunity for them to learn about playing in the NFL and with each other.
Well, no doubt about it.
I somewhat disagree, because if you look back at Seattle was 7-9. They beat the Saints in the playoff game, where everybody said they shouldn't have gotten a home game. And I agree. I don't think they should have gotten a home game. But
don't ask Alex Brown about that, right?
Yeah, right. But if you look at that, that was the start of the team they are now. They started the Legion of Boom pretty much at that moment. We had success. We made it to the playoffs. We did what people thought we couldn't do. We beat the Giant. At the time, the Saints were a giant, you know, right. And they beat the Giant like David and Goliath.
Be role reversal this year, maybe, with the Saints sneaking in and getting a home game, possibly winning the division with a 7-9 record. And Drew Brees would be a scary guy to play at home with the supportive crowd.
I wouldn't want to play the Saints. Yep. No way. So,
and I'm not saying that you're wrong. I somewhat disagree, because I do think that you can start something, a new trend of winning and dedication and whatnot. If you got to be willing to make,
you don't have
decision.
The luxury of going out there with and being and accepting a loss just for the sake. No. You got to go out there and expect to win the game, beat Detroit, and derail the success and the fun they're having. That's what you're expected to do on Sunday.
All right, so we will see what happens, Rasheed. We have enjoyed your conversation
and all your
thoughts. Really appreciate it.
Appreciate
thanks for joining
it.
Us.
Thank
Rasheed
you,
Davis, Larry Mayer, Tom Thayer. I'm Jeff Joniak. That's going to wrap up this week's Chicago Bears Roundtable. Thanks for watching here on ChicagoBears.com.